Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
The study of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. For he says in verse 20, "For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not, even not you," he's saying to them. Not even one upon the face of this earth that is a just man that doeth good and sin not. All have gone astray. All have sinned, Shlomo is saying to Israel. And you see, when he says this verse in the context of what we have before us, he says, some of you Israel who think that you are righteous, self-righteous, I want to tell you, you know very well your own heart. You are not a just man upon the face of the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. You have to search your own heart. You yourself have to search your own heart, because there is not even one person upon the face of this earth that sinneth not and doeth good. All have come short. All have sinned. And all have come short of the glory of God, he's saying here in this verse 20. You remember what Isaiah said? Isaiah said in the most famous chapter, it's called the Forbidden Chapter, Isaiah 53. Isaiah said in verse 6, the confession of Israel in the future, and he said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to his own way, but the Lord laid upon him," namely the Mashiach of Israel, the Messiah of Israel, "the iniquities of us all." All have gone astray. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is one of the greatest problems that man has. To admit that he or she are really sinners. They are not just. They are not just. And especially in the context, there are those that are the religious ones within the religious systems of this world who claim to be self-righteous. You know, God knows our hearts. King David said in Psalm 139, "Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thought, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in a way everlasting. Search me, O Lord. Search me," because the Lord is the one who knows our hearts even better than ourselves. He knows the hearts. And so there is not a just man upon the face of this earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Now, it's interesting that he said it more than once, King Shlomo, when he was praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, asking him to hear the prayer of the people of Israel when they are in trouble. Shlomo said in 1 Kings 8 and verse 45, "Then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause." And then he says in verse 46, "And if they have sinned against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to their enemies, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near." And he asked the Lord in verse 49, "Then please, Lord, then hear thou their prayer, because there is no man that sinneth not, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Brothers and sisters, think about this for us too in a moment. Think about it for us, even as believers. How many a time we dishonor the Lord as saved and forgiven people? How many times we said things we shouldn't say? We do things we should not do. Or we think of things we shouldn't think about. How many a time? And if God will deal with us according to the merit, according to what we deserve, according to our doing, where will we stand? How can we stand? Because when we came, before we came to the meeting, we've already perhaps sinned on the way. We're going to leave the meeting. We're going to sin on the way. We've all failed God in one way or another. And it's so important to search our heart and to say, Lord, you know my heart. You know my weakness. You know my failure. Lord, I realize that there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. This is including me. And like David of old, the father of Shlomo, we need to ask the Lord to search our hearts and to help us, to lead us in a way that is pleasing to Him, because otherwise we will carry on in our own way and we'll end up dishonoring the Lord. So you see how Shlomo is encouraging the people of Israel to seek for godly wisdom in order that they will be able to please the Lord and be balanced in their lives as a nation. Many other verses that we can read in Scripture, especially Psalm 14. I have to read these verses in Psalm 14 for us, because those verses are the verses out of which the Apostle Paul wrote Romans chapter 3. God, the Lord, looked down from heaven, Psalm 14, verse 2, upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. And look at the declaration that David has said. He said, they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Imagine, beloved brothers and sisters, and you see, this is exactly the reason why Jesus, Yeshua, our Lord and our Messiah, had to come to this world. Because had He not come to this world and live a life that is pleasing to God and die as a substitute, we would have no hope. No religion will save us. No family relationship will save us. No the amount of money that we can give will ever save us. No good deeds that we can do will ever save us. We have been saved and forgiven on the basis of the grace of God that He provided for us through Yeshua the Messiah. God had provided one that is indeed a perfect man, namely Yeshua the Messiah. You know, the three apostles, John, Paul, and Peter, said about Yeshua those words. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, He knew no sin. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22, He did no sin. And John said in 1 John 3 and verse 5, in Him there is no sin. There was only one single man upon the face of this earth that never sinned. He was sinless, He was harmless, He was undefiled, He was separated from sinners, and He was the only one that was qualified to save mankind, because there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. All of us, beloved brothers and sisters, have been those that dishonor God. And imagine how sad it is when we think of those that reject the gospel today. When they're going to have to stand before God one day upon their own merits, because they have done something for God that they assume. And there will be only one question that will be asked of them. What have you done with my beloved Son, the Messiah Yeshua, whom I have sent for you? And Solomon is the one that reminded Israel that there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. And so he continued in verse 21. And in verse 22 of chapter 7, he continue and he share with Israel the result that he have learned from this thing. Notice what he says in verse 21 and verse 22. He realized the faults that existing in himself and existing in all humanity. He says, notice in verse 21, he's saying, also take no heed unto all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes also thine own heart knoweth that thou thyself likewise had cursed others. You see, Shlomo is really saying to Israel, he says, listen, you have to make sure that you understand. Take no heed. Don't worry when somebody sometime maybe curse you or say something bad against you. And remember that even you yourself have cursed others as well. See what Shlomo is saying? Don't think of yourself as if you are that single person who have never done anything wrong. You know, we read in Scripture in James chapter 3 how the person can bless God with the same mouth but then curse the brother in the same time. How can we do that? Because we have sinned. We are sinners. So that's exactly what Shlomo is saying. He says, all this, he says, remember this. He said, take no heed for all the words that are spoken. Somebody might say something against you. Don't be proud and say, oh, you have done this against me. She or he spoke against me. I got to get back to them. Realize also, for oftentimes also your own heart know that thou or you yourself likewise have cursed others. Turn to James chapter 3 with me for a moment. Look at this verse. Interesting verse. Verse 8. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. And then verse 9. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men which are made after the similitude of God. In other words, we can bless God, praise God. And then we can turn around and we can curse man who was made in the image and the likeness of God. Why do we do so? Because we have all sinned. We all, there's no one of us is just. And Shlomo reminding Israel, he says, listen, don't you forget for a moment in your own heart that you yourself have done so to others. So when somebody does it to you, bring that person before the Lord. Maybe pray for that person. And search your heart and you see when you behave like that, watch yourself. Be balanced. Don't be overly thinking yourself that you are righteous. Don't be overly loose and liberal and carry on in a life of evil. Learn to live a balanced life that is godly with the help of God in your life. So now listen. In the last verses here of chapter 7, verses 23 to verse 29, he gives Israel, Shlomo that is, giving Israel warning and he using his own personal experience. He knows his failure. He knows that he failed before the Lord. Again, to remind you, he wrote Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, when he was younger. Then he wrote Mishlei, the book of Mishlei, the book of Proverbs, sometime in the middle part of his life. But now he's writing the book of Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, when he's older, after the many experiences that he had in his own life. And so he give a warning to his people, Israel, from his own personal life. In verses 23 to verse 29. So he beginning in verse 23 and 24 by confessing, Solomon confessed the limitation that one may have in human and natural wisdom. And I'm reading verse 23. Notice how many times he used the word I and my in these verses. All this have I proved. By wisdom, I said, I will be wise. And then, but it was far from me, speaking about himself, that which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? Verse 25, I applied my heart. Notice how many times he used the word I. Why? Because he's telling the congregation of Israel, the Kehillah, Kohelet speak to the Kehillah, the preacher present himself to the congregation of Israel, and he says, listen, I want to tell you for my own life that I was kind of wanted to know why things are happening the way they happen here in this world. So he said, at all this, at all what I just told you about, the importance of being balanced, the importance of not being overly legal and overly loose or liberal, I was searching to find out why is it happening here in this world. So he says, I have proved by wisdom. I wanted to get some my own wisdom to find out how to answer it. I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. I couldn't search it. I couldn't really understand why. He says, that which is afar off and exceedingly deep, who can find out? In other words, brothers and sisters, listen. Unless we have the mind of God, we will never understand why things happen the way they're happening here in this world. We need the mind and the wisdom of God, not human wisdom. You know, human wisdom might allow someone to be so brilliant that he can take us to the moon. But that's a human wisdom. You can have all kind of gadgets. You can go into a rocket. You know, I'm often fascinated when I sit in an airplane. How can that heavy, huge machine is situating itself there in the air? And you can look out the window and you can see everything so small below. But how is it possible that this machine is there in the air with 200 people there? The great wisdom that God has allowed men to have, human wisdom, but spiritual and godly wisdom can only be available as one turn his or her heart to the Creator, to the Lord. And that's why he says, I was trying to prove it with my own wisdom. And then he says, I said I will be wise, but it was so far from me. That which is far off is exceeding deep, he said. And who can find it? You can't find it on your own. You need to turn to God. You know, that's why sometimes in our life we don't quite grasp things that happen to us in our life. But if we have a spiritual mind and a spiritual eyes and a spiritual heart, the Lord have allowed us to discern why things happen the way they are in our lives. The Lord is the one that is able to help his own people. He helped Moshe many years ago to lead our people Israel outside of Egypt. He helped many throughout the generation, Joshua, to lead the people to enter into the land. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, and thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Then shalt thou prosper. Then you shall have good success, he said to Yehoshua, to Joshua, the leader of Israel. God's word and God's wisdom help us to discern the deep things that all human wisdom cannot understand it. And that's what King Solomon has said. Even though, beloved brothers and sisters, he was the wisest man on earth, as we read in 1 Kings chapter 4, yet when he departed from the Lord, this divine wisdom that he received, he did not use it, but he was using human wisdom. And he ended up turning away from the Lord, living a life that is not pleasing to the Lord. And in practicality, we too, when we think that we know better than God, we will find ourselves turning away from the things of the Lord. We will find ourselves falling on our faces again and again. And Solomon is sharing this with his own nation, the people of Israel. And so notice what he says in verse 25 now. Solomon is really direct himself, or he set himself to seek wisdom. And he noticed that. He says in verse 25, I applied mine heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things and to know the wickedness of folly, even the foolishness and madness. He said, I was trying to find out with my own wisdom how things are happening here in this world. I wanted to know why wickedness is going on here and folly and foolishness and madness. How come it is continuing on here in this world? I was trying to understand, Shlomo is saying to Israel. But what's the result? Beloved brothers and sisters, as a result, Solomon found, and he's illustrating this from his own personal life. He's telling Israel, notice, and this is the last verses, verse 26, 27, and 28, in 29, notice what he found out, and he's sharing this with Israel, very personal, that really comes from his own personal life. And I'm reading verse 26, listen what he says, I found more bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hand as bends. Whoso pleases God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. It is interesting that he is mentioned here about a woman. Now, why does he mention a woman here? Because don't forget, he had 700 wives, and he had 300 concubines. He has 1,000 women in his life to deal with. And so he's coming from his own personal experience. And you notice he even used the word 1,000 here in this chapter because he's sharing with Israel his own failure and the lessons that he learned about himself, his own folly. And notice what he says now in verse 27 and 28. Solomon, after his search, would only find out that one man among 1,000 who is upright there is, but there is not one woman among 1,000 that were upright in relationship to him. Notice that, and I'm reading these verses. It sounds like that he's a male chauvinist, but he was not at all. Look what it says here in verse 27, behold, this have I found. What have I found? Says the preacher. By the way, this is the number 4 time in the book of Ecclesiastes that the name preacher or Kohelet is mentioned. It's mentioned in chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 12. It's mentioned in chapter 12, verses 8, 9, and 10. And right in the middle of the book, he's mentioning himself again. He's saying, behold, this have I found, says Kohelet, the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account which yet my soul seeketh, but I found not. One man among 1,000 have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Why does he use the word 1,000 here? Interesting. He's referring to his own life, and he knew very well how he sought to find pleasure in the early days of his life. He sought, perhaps he wanted to find love and so on, and he found out that he ended up really later on married this wife, and then another wife, and then the third wife, and then the fourth wife, and then the fifth wife, and he ending up marrying 700 plus 300 concubines, and he found himself in such a condition that his very own wives, who were not from among the nation of Israel as well, who led him astray to worship other gods. Now, somebody might say, hey, this man is really a male chauvinist. You remember in the book of Proverbs, he wrote, who can found a virtuous woman? And he wrote in Proverbs 31 much about the virtuous woman, the godly woman that he knows very well are there, whether it is in Israel history or these days in the church age history, there are many godly women, but in his own life, he failed. He was searching to find peace, to find love, and he found out that this didn't satisfy, and that didn't satisfy, and that didn't satisfy, and he said, I found none. And how sad when you really look at this passage here to show us that Solomon himself sharing his failure with Israel. Yet my soul seeketh, but I found not. And so he conclude in verse 29. Solomon eventually he found out, look at his finding, Lord, this only have I found, that God has made men upright, humanity, people, male and female, he made them upright, but they have sought out many inventions. In other words, they have failed. We have failed, Solomon is saying about himself. I have failed. God made us upright. He made men innocent in a garden. You remember, he placed Adam and Eve in the garden of Eden, but men failed. Man chose to go in his own direction, and then since that time of man's sin, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's why the answer is to turn our hearts to the Lord and to ask for the wisdom of the Lord. And He is the one that is able to turn something sweet out of the bitterness that existing here in this world. To give us a balanced life to live when we don't go neither to the left nor to the right, when we fail in either direction, to repent, to turn to the Lord and to seek the wisdom of the Lord, because it is only the Lord who is able to help us. He that feareth God, verse 18, shall come forth out of them all. There is a possibility with the Lord's help to be sustained in a balanced life if we fear God and allow Him to have control over our life. Boy, how much grace we need from the Lord in order to be balanced believers these days. May the Lord help us. Can we say amen to that?
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.